For the ones who get it done, the most important part is the one you need now. And the best partner is the one who can deliver. That's why millions of maintenance and repair pros trust Grainger, because we have professional-grade supplies for every industry, even hard-to-find products. And we have same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders. But most importantly, we have an unwavering commitment to help keep you up and running. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Dose of Leadership Podcast, episode 219.
Welcome to another episode of the Dose of Leadership Podcast, the show that brings you inspiring and educational interviews with today's most relevant and motivating leaders. Each episode is dedicated to highlight real-life leadership and influence experts who dedicate their lives to the pursuit of the truth, common sense, and courageous leadership. And now, here's your host, Richard Ryerson.
Hey, welcome to the show. Richard Ryerson here. Thank you, as always, for tuning into the show. No, I always start out the show that way because I mean it. I can't do this show without the support of you listeners, and I'm so appreciative and so grateful for the support that you have. If you're a brand new listener, welcome to the show. I hope you find some great value. This is the show to assist you in your leadership journey, because leadership is for all of us. We're all called to leadership at some times in our lives, whether we like it or not, or whether we know it or not. We're going to be called to leadership. Somebody right now is looking to you. Regardless if you think of yourself as a leader or not, someone's looking to you for influence and guidance. And we're so influential without even trying. And so think how different life could be if you became intentional about being influential. And everybody's asked, well, how do I increase my influence, Rich? What do I have to do? How do I become an outstanding leader? Well, first and foremost, it has to be never about you. It has to be about adding value intentionally to other people's lives and not expecting anything in return. And it sounds so easy, and it is easy to understand, but it's so difficult to put in place because, let's face it, you're selfish, I'm selfish. We're more selfish than we'd like to admit. But that doesn't stop us from trying to always do the best that we can in adding value to somebody else's life. And I don't know why the universe works this way, but it does, is that the more that you do that, then your wants and your needs are exponentially met. More so than if you ever just try to focus solely on your needs and your wants. Right? It's common sense, but it's difficult to put into play because, again, of the authenticity, the courage, and dare I say the vulnerability to put that into action, to put it into play. Again, if you find value in this show, I'd appreciate if you take the time to download this to your mobile device. If you got the Apple device, the podcast app, it's free. Or iTunes if you've got a desktop. Stitcher, if your mobile device is an Android device, that always works well. Leave a rating and review. Subscribe. It helps so much to keep this show front and center and visible to all those new listeners in that ever-expanding podcast universe. So I'd appreciate your support on that. Well, solo episode today. I'm going to start doing these more and more. I keep saying that I've been meaning to. I did my first one a couple weeks ago on self-awareness, and this one is kind of in that same vein, but it's talking about the concept of reality and really in the vein of authenticity and how do we be and maintain an authentic presence. Because I do argue that authenticity really is the only currency you need to get ahead in this leadership game. It really is the foundational currency. And it's what's so needed out there, this authenticity. What does that mean, you know? Well, I think it's based in this, or the foundation of it is based in this concept of reality. Because being authentic is never as easy as it seems. Not that you're out there trying to be inauthentic. I'm not saying that. I mean, you can still be a man or woman of great integrity, but still be inauthentic. More about wearing masks. I'm not talking about being a liar or being deceitful. I'm not being authentic. It's not as easy as it seems, because you got to create this foundation. Because when we fail or we have a setback or we're kind of knocked back on our butt, it's real easy for us to kind of fall into a space where we make excuses instead of absorbing that failure, marinating in that failure, and figuring out what it's going to teach us, right? And just remember, it's easier to go from failure to success than it is from excuses to success. I mean, if that's the key that you have to realize when you're on this leadership journey, that it's easier to go from failure to success than it is to excuses to success. Because the reality is, look, life is difficult. And I think this is key when you're trying to become a transformational leader. You have to understand and you have to believe that life is difficult. I'm not trying to say be a downer. I'm not. You have to be optimistic. You have to be forward thinking. The people you're leading demand that of you. In fact, second to integrity and honesty and trustworthiness, they expect you to be forward-thinking and optimistic. But, oh, it can be so difficult, right? Because life is difficult. You know, but take comfort in the fact that life is difficult for everyone. It doesn't matter. Life isn't fair. I mean, we say that to our kids, but do you really believe that? I mean, I think sometimes it's, I mean, I know I do. I fall into this thing is like, if I constantly do the right things and always doing the right thing, then good things are going to happen to me. But the reality is that may not be necessarily be true. We don't know why bad things happen to good people, why bad things happen at all. And I think if you ask why, it could, and you'll never get an answer, it'll drive you crazy. And we don't like that as leaders, right? We think that if we have the plan, if we've got the vision, all the stuff, good things are going to happen. Well, Ralph Waldo Emerson said, look, the walking of man is falling forward. And that gives me great strength, actually, thinking about that. And then I think the moment that you can just come to complete grips with this idea that life is difficult, it's difficult for everyone, it's more difficult for some than others. So the fairness thing always comes into play. Stop thinking that life is fair. It isn't fair. And the moment that you can kind of wrap your arms around those truths, then it becomes liberating. And I don't mean that to be in a downer sense. I don't really, honestly, I think you can become even more optimistic when you can embrace those truths. It liberates you from that kind of stress of always being perfect. But life doesn't have to be harder than it already is. And this is the part where you can take kind of the bull by the horns and say, look, it doesn't have to be that difficult. It's more difficult for people who choose not to grow, who choose not to be intentional. So think about that truth, right? So if it's already difficult, why make it harder for yourself? Make it easier for yourself by being intentional about your growth, about your leadership. Life is more difficult for those who don't think effectively. So what can you do to become a more effective thinker? Successful people actually think different than those who don't succeed. So again, all completely within your control. What are you doing about being intentional about your growth, your education, how to think more effectively? How can you think better? How can you learn from your mistakes, right? Again, all of this is intentionality, but the beautiful thing is you're in control of that. And life is more difficult if you don't face reality, right? We don't like to face reality. We think it's going to be more painful, but the reality is it actually becomes easier when you face reality. Why spend your time in a fantasy and then face reality? A realist believes that what is done or left undone in the short run determines the long run, right? Either you deal with reality or reality is going to deal with you. That's a truth. And remember in the show, we're all about embracing the truth. Either you deal with reality or it's going to deal with you. And so life is going to be easier for you if you make the proper adjustments, if you respond correctly to challenges, because life is challenging. Adversity is a reality. It's a reality. So let's get comfortable with it. You've heard me say this before, probably, if you listen to the show, that it's not about learning how to eliminate chaos out of our life, though we'd like it. I'm not saying that you need to live in chaos, but life is chaotic on its own without us even trying anything. So why don't we just accept that truth and learn how to exploit it to our benefit? Focus your energy and your efforts on learning how to be calm within the chaos. Let everybody else kind of walk around and lose their minds trying to put out every single fire. Stop trying to put out the fires. Embrace the chaos for what it is, because there's beauty and there's actually serenity within that. And it's all about your personal growth, controlling your personal growth to the point to where you can become the calming force within that chaos. Stop denying the reality. If the situation sucks, accept it for being as sucky as it is, right? And then get on with it with a smile, with confidence, with passion, with optimism, and with hope. Don't make life harder than it has to be. Leaders or the people you're leading that you're accountable for expect that of you. That's how you become more influential. There's compartmentalization involved. It's not reacting to feelings. It's believing the truth regardless of what you're feeling. And on and on. I hope this makes sense. I want to explore this even further, but I wanted to just focus on the idea of reality today. We talked about this concept in a mastermind today that I had here locally. We had some great discussions and some great insights on this concept of reality. So I challenge you to go out and look at ways how people are trying to avoid reality. Just look around you, maybe in yourself. And start looking at the situation you're in today as maybe it's less about having problems, but are these opportunities as well? Because all the great entrepreneurs, all the great leaders, all the great successful people that we want to emulate, that's what they do. That's the mindset, the shift that you make. Because you never really have problems. You just have plenty of opportunities. I think that's something you have to believe. Let me know what you think about this show. Please give me some feedback. Richard@doseofleadership.com. I answer every email. If you're looking for somebody to speak at an event, to facilitate some group coaching, to do one-on-one coaching, I'm always looking for high performers, high creatives that I can work with one-on-one. I particularly like to work with people that I know they're going to get there eventually, but by working with me, I can exponentially get you there much quicker. So I'm always looking for those high performers, high creatives for that one-on-one coaching. But sometimes that's out of people's budget range because I'll be honest with you, that isn't cheap. But I do group coaching too. I like to work with 3 to 4 individuals maybe who on a budget we can do some intentional monthly group coaching and masterminding. And of course, then I do other masterminding on a shorter term where I take people through a book typically, and I do those virtually as well. And I have my online video course too. If you want to be a part of the membership community, you can find out more information at my website. And I'd love you to be a part of that too, where you can watch my 20 online videos and also participate in live monthly training sessions as well. But again, thanks so much for tuning into the show. Please, if you need more information, go to doseofleadership.com or send me an email at richard@doseofleadership.com. And I look forward to hearing from you. And again, thank you so much for your support. And I will see you next time.
Richard invites you to become a part of the Dose of Leadership community. Visit doseofleadership.com and sign up to receive his free Common Sense Leadership ebook, a guide that highlights how all of us can learn to become calm, confident, consistent, and courageous in all aspects of our lives. Richard is also available as a speaker for your next event. Richard specializes in practical leadership and change management. He has a philosophy of inspiring everyone to think and act like a leader, which is based on timeless natural principles and common sense. You can get more info by visiting doseofleadership.com.